Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Crew's all here today, including Austin Price, VolQuest.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Austin Priceless. The Vols get the victory over Auburn, 30-24. The first SEC win since November 19, 2016. And, Chad, I know you know how many days it's been since a victory over the SEC West, but 2,891, to be exact.
2010. It's amazing. I remember that game against Ole Miss. Austin, it's been a long time coming. And as you're there in Auburn, I know you guys have written a lot about it at VolQuest, but just the scene on the field with a team that, as crazy as it sounds, just hasn't experienced something like that in so long.
Well, you're exactly right, Chad. I mean, you know, the group that, you know, learning to win again, learning to win a game like that again, and then, you know, I think just kind of taking on the personality of its head coach. They played aggressive because Coach Pruitt coached them aggressively, and they've just bought in. They are believing that they can do these things. I think they, you know, kind of bought in the, you know, about halftime at Georgia. I mean, they looked up and, you know, Coach Pruitt's like, guys, we're down 17-0, but look at how they've scored. A fluke fumble play. You know, if you guys take care of business, we can be in games. They bought in. They, you know, played better in the second half down at Georgia. Took the bye week to get better, and then obviously came out and performed well at Auburn. And, you know, obviously nobody expects them to beat the top-ranked Crimson Tide on Saturday. But, you know, do they come and compete? And I think that's the biggest thing I'm looking for coming up on Saturday is does this group come in there and put up a fight, you know, unlike the last couple of times Tennessee's played Alabama?
Well, and I know Philip Fulmer was speaking somewhere and said, you know, this team definitely isn't as bad as they looked against Florida, and they're probably definitely not as good as they looked against Auburn. They're really somewhere in the middle. But he praised Jeremy Pruitt for keeping the players excited, for keeping the players positive, to have a swagger about them, even in the midst of some hard times. Have you seen that from this group? And Austin, overall, even if they're not as good as they were down on the Plains this weekend consistently, did they finally find a formula offensively where they can have some success now moving forward?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I do think that Jared Garantano has grown a lot, you know, and, you know, I think that, you know, more than anything, he was beat down. I mean, last year's quarterback room was such a fiasco, to be honest. And, you know, he had never got over 190 yards passing in a game till Saturday, and then, you know, he goes for 328, was 11 of 14 on third down. I mean, you're not – that's the part that Coach Fulmer's probably talking about more than anything is, you can't live by, you know, completing – third and plus eight the entire game like Tennessee did Saturday. I mean, you know, it's just not going to happen. You know, can they find kind of more of a formula and a rhythm? Sure. I think that, you know, they're going to be able to run the ball better, you know, probably the month of November than they have been able to the last few weeks. You know, they're never going to be world beaters right now until they get the offensive line revamped. But they can do a little better in that area. And they've just got to continue, though, to win first down, because if can't put yourself in a position where you're playing third and plus eight. I just think that's too tough of a mountain to climb. You were able to do it at Auburn. You're likely not going to be able to do that going forward. And so Tennessee's got to be able to, you know, get the ball to Ty Chandler out in space. They got to hit the ball to him a lot more against Auburn than they did previously. And then, you know, hey, let Jerry Garantano make some throws down the field. I mean, they did kind of loosen things up a little bit on Saturday. And obviously his accuracy was dead on.
Austin Price is with us. Austin, when you saw some of the catches that the receivers were making on the boundary, were you asking yourself, who are these guys? Or were you saying, this is exactly who we thought we'd see if they actually pushed the football down the field?
Well, Tennessee's receivers are a lot the same kind of guy. I mean, Palmer, Jawan, Marquez, they're tough kids. They can make tough catches. They're never going to have some a great amount of separation where – you know, Garantano can kind of put a little air under the ball. I mean, he's got to be precise, and he was. He, you know, he kept the ball in bounds, you know, which is something he did not do a year ago. A lot of those throws were, you know, probably a yard or two out of bounds, and if somebody wasn't making a real circus catch, then they probably weren't getting caught. But Saturday, they were just tough catches. They were thrown where, you know, his man could get them and nobody else. And, you know, you just have to be super impressed by JG, who's you know, always been a tough kid, but really has persevered. And who knows, maybe Saturday was that glass ceiling that Tennessee fans have been wanting him to burst through, and he came out on the other side with a heck of a performance, 328 yards and, you know, a couple of big touchdowns. If Tennessee can just kind of get a portion of that going forward, the rest of the year, then Tennessee's got a real shot to, you know, do what they are right now, which is be in the bowl conversation. They weren't in the bowl conversation 2 weeks ago. They are right now.
You know, Austin, there's a number of areas you can point to where you see tangible signs of legitimate football coaching going on with this staff. I'm going to point to two guys, though, that really shine this weekend. Kyle Phillips, who hasn't done a lot in his career. He has gotten better and better under Jeremy Pruitt. And Alexis Johnson, I never thought I would say this. The junior college transfer may be making some money after this year in the NFL. He was terrific on Saturday getting penetration into the Auburn backfield.
He's been Tennessee's most consistent defensive player all year long. I mean, he really has. I mean, who would have thought that? A guy that could not get on the field under the worst circumstances imaginable defensively the last couple of years with Bob Shoup and Butch Jones and company has all of a sudden found a niche. He's been, you know, as Jesse Simonton called him, Steady Eddie. He's been Steady Eddie for the defense. I mean, he's been just kind of there making plays week in, week out. And nothing's flashy. He just goes about and works hard. And you know, who would have thought that? I mean, you're right. I mean, nobody gave this kid a chance to really be a factor, and yet he has been right there. And you're right. I think the defensive line group as a whole, credit Tracy Rocker for going, you know, the extra mile with this group. You know, he wore them out in spring. He wore them out in fall camp. But as the season has started to kind of go along, you don't see him being as tough on those guys because I think they're starting to play the way he wants them to play. And things are coming more second nature now. And so he's reined himself in as far as the, like, you know, how he goes on in practice. And I think the players have responded.
Final minute with you, Austin. How much will Kongbo be missed?
I think he'll be missed. I mean, you know, you look back, did he make a ton of plays? No. But, you know, he was, you know, a big body where they needed a big body at times. And, you know, they need DeAndre Johnson to continue to take a step forward. He did that Saturday, had a couple of nice defensive plays, but, you know, they need him to be, you know, a consistent playmaker for them on the opposite side of Daryl Taylor at that, you know, outside linebacker spot. And if they can get that, then he won't be missed nearly as much as he could be. But, you know, outside of that, I mean, I think more than anything, Jonathan Kongbo will be missed from a depth standpoint because, you know, when you went from Kongbo to DeAndre Johnson, there wasn't a huge fall off or if any fall off at all. But now if you go past DeAndre Johnson, you're going to Jordan Allen and some of these younger players that don't have much experience. And that's where mistakes come in.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com, the website. You can follow him on Twitter, at Austin Priceless. Austin, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you later this week to preview Tennessee and Alabama.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Austin Price with us twice a week with his VolQuest report.